With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A sluggish U.S. jobs report raises questions of how much the Fed will cut rates when it next meets September 17th and 18th.
Hiring by America's employers picked up a bit in August, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March. That's a sign that the job market may be cooling, but remains sturdy. Employers added 142,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2%. The figures show a job market slowing under the pressure of high interest rates, but still growing. With inflation falling steadily back to the Federal Reserve's target, the Fed is preparing to cut its key interest rate. The mixed report on the job market raises the question of how large a cut the Fed will announce at its next meeting. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
After the news was released, Wall Street continued its downward trend, with the Dow losing 410 points, while the S&P 500 dropped 1.7%. Former President Trump was in Charlotte on Friday and spoke to leaders of the largest law enforcement labor organization in the United States. Speaking to a meeting of the Fraternal Order of Police, the former president says he's thankful to have the group's backing.
I am so deeply honored to receive the Fraternal Order of Police official endorsement for President of the United States. Thank you all very much in the room. I know you voted on that.
The police organization's leaders met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago earlier this year. A Pakistani man has been arrested in Canada and accused of plotting a mass shooting at a Jewish center in Brooklyn on the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack by Hamas that sparked the latest conflict in the Middle East. He's in custody now. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow down by 410 points, the Nasdaq dropping 436, the S&P 500 index lower by 94 points. This is SRN News. Abortion bans save lives. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
Officials in Indiana report that there are 98% fewer abortions taking place in the state now than before lawmakers passed a wide-ranging ban on the procedure. During the second quarter of this year, there were only 27 abortions in Indiana, the lowest number since Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973. This scenario is playing out in many states where bans or significant restrictions have been implemented since the Supreme Court overturned Roe in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has vetoed a bill to expand birth control access while a judge struck down decades-old restrictions on who can perform abortions in the state. The Republican governor's veto deflects a measure which would have forced insurance companies to cover up to a year's supply of birth control at a time. This is SRN News. Hurricane recovery has been very slow in Louisiana.
It's been nearly 4 years since Hurricanes Laura and Delta decimated southwest Louisiana and caused an estimated $22 billion in damage nationwide. Delays in Congress and a lengthy process to approve federal funding forced people in Lake Charles, where one-fifth of the population falls below the poverty line, to dip into their savings to afford rent. Some still live in FEMA trailers or remain in their damaged homes. Others are ensnared in ongoing legal battles with their insurance providers, and some have opted to leave the state altogether. John Scott reporting.
Sergio Mendes, the Grammy-winning Brazilian musician whose 1966 hit Mascarenhas with his group Brazil 66 made him a global superstar, has died after months battling the effects of long COVID. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.